Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897, White, Kurrenbong, Australia, September 27, 1897, previously unpublished. I decided, Edson, I could not send you anything at all this mail. This is the only letter I have written. For 3 nights I have unable to sleep past 1 o'clock and have tried to do something on the life of Christ. But when writing on the subjects, I feel so intensely in reference to the points I am writing upon, I have to stop and rest. It taxes nerve and brain and my heart. The mock trial of Christ, the crucifixion, the resurrection I have been writing upon, and I am now strengthless. I thought it impossible to write it all, but you see I have written quite a letter. It is disconnected, but you have to have this or nothing. Oh, how intensely I feel over this subject. Shall I see his face? Shall I dwell in his presence? Edson, I want to say, be steadfast, true as steel to principle. Depend on this, that just in proportion as you love him and go forth in his strength of love and principle, your course will be marked by unrelapsing, undeviating activity to advance the work and cause of God for his name's glory. The welfare of the church will be wholesome because healthful under your labors. The good of your fellow men will be your purpose. In your labors day unto day, you will in words bring from the treasure house of the soul things new and old of the most precious things of God. You will communicate whatsoever things are good and lovely. Directed by the finger of God, defended by His providence, and upheld and sustained by His Holy Spirit, you will walk both unitedly and securely, for you will move in the straight line of duty and of safety. The mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus is before you. Keep the thoughts elevated, the eye upward. Tempests and storms will beat upon you, but keep the eye single and fixed upon Him who is the author and finisher of your salvation. Press onward, catching the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, singing unto the Lord a new song, even of praise and thanksgiving. Mother.